Give it to us.
All right. So, Caitlyn Jenner's Vanity Fair cover has been named the cover of the year. Because, you know, it's way cooler than the women that accused Bill Cosby. It's way cooler than whatever else there is. So it's just so cool. So it's been named by the American Society of Magazine Editors cover of the year.
All right. Well, hey, you got a crossdresser on the cover of
Vanity Fair.
Of Vanity Fair, and that's a big deal. All right. Well, cool.
Johnny Depp and the supergroup Hollywood Vampires that has Alice Cooper, Joe Perry, and Duff McKagan.
Yep.
They will be making their first TV appearance at the Grammy Awards.
Oh, jeez.
They will be doing a tribute to Lemmy,
oh.
And they will be performing their newest song.
Their newest song.
Mm-hmm.
Who sings in the band?
I think Alice Cooper does.
Yeah, you're right. My bad. You're right.
Because Johnny, bless you, Johnny
you.
Depp is guitar.
Yeah.
Isn't Duff the bass
yep,
player?
Yeah, Duff's the bass.
And then
Joe
Perry's
the guitar.
The rhythm guitar or whatever.
No, he's
one's
lead.
He's lead.
Yeah, Perry's the lead.
And then Cooper will be singing.
Okay. Well, I'll make sure that's this weekend, isn't it?
No. Next. No, not next week. I think in 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
I think. Hold on. Honestly,
yeah, you're right.
It won't
be this week because you have the
Super Bowl and you
Super
can't
Bowl.
Say anything. Because Lady Gaga's doing. It is February 15th, so it's Monday, the Monday after Valentine's Day.
So, got it.
Yeah. That's not
All right.
So all you T-Swifters out there, you want to be part of her squad, you know, hashtag squad goals. She's working with Glu Mobile on her own game. They are the same people that do Kim Kardashian's Hollywood game. So now they'll do a Taylor Swift one. I'm excited.
What do you wonder what the game, like, wonder what it'll
be? They haven't said, like, what exactly they're putting in it, but I'm sure it'll be, like, a music thing. Kardashian's game is, you know, you get to be a model, you get to travel the world and do all these different, like, appearances and stuff.
Do you play the Kim Kardashian game?
Of course I do. I just don't buy anything. I have it for free. All right, thank you very much.
Do you like that game better than the Gabrielle Union game? Isn't that what's that one where I see her head on?
it's a fashion game where I dress. I become a fashion designer. Okay, don't hate on me. Those are my only friends.
I like. Or what about the one where you do the dolls?
That is it. She's just like hosting it for this month.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that one.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to take a pause real quick. There's a story. I don't know if you saw it. I didn't do this story just because I just didn't. But Chris Rock was on the cover of Essence, I believe is the name of the magazine.
Yeah.
And you should read what he said because there's like a little excerpt where he talks about diversity. But it's not as in all these, like, it's like, of course, it's Oscar. I'm sure there's a bit about it. But the part is about the black female actresses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really good. I'll tell you after because I think you could talk about it. I just didn't do the story because it's just so, you know, it's so intense.
Okay, I'm excited about it.
All right, so Catherine Gregg, who is Whitey Bulger's girlfriend.
I know Catherine.
Has pleaded,
my friend.
She's pleaded guilty to federal contempt charge.
Okay.
Now, she's been sentenced 8 years in prison. She's at a low security in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And April 28th, she will be sentenced for her contempt.
Yeah.
Now, she was charged on for fraud, so identity fraud and, you know, knowing the word of a fugitive.
And then she wouldn't testify.
She refused to testify.
Yeah. So, man, they're just – and it's, you know – like
she's 68.
Yeah, it's like why are they piling up on her? You know, she was just the girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So ultimately, she wasn't part of Whitey Bulger's gang. He basically did what he did, And then when he fled, he went, hey, will you come with me so I'm not alone hiding?
Yeah.
And she went, all right, I love you. Let's go. So she was kind of part of him after Whitey Bulger did what he did. You would think, all right, she got 8 years. They wouldn't keep going. But they're like, nah, we're going to get you for this. It's like, wow, guys, like, you caught him. You got her. She's in jail. Call it a day. I mean, it's just a 70-year-old woman, for heaven's sake. Yeah, they're. You want to talk about, oh, we need to reduce sentences for low-level crimes and drug offenses that don't hurt. She was just a girlfriend.
Just a girl.
And they're like, no, we'll give her another, you know, 5-6 years. It's insane. But, yeah, what are you going to do? Go for it.
All right, so Ashton Colby, who is a, or was.
Who is that?
She was a beauty pageant.
Okay.
And she was part of Ohio, so she, you know, did, like, she for the longest time would do all these beauty pageants.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, she only did the beauty pageants to hide her depression and her sadness because now she's a man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
She thought that doing beauty pageants would help void her unhappiness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And as long as she was good at it, it would block all her sadness that she kept inside. And when she was a freshman at Ohio State University, she fell in deep depression, went to counseling, and told her. And she, after, what happened was she was part of.
And that's when she decided she's going to be a guy.
Well, what happened was, like, she always had this, like, feeling inside of her.
Of being, of wanting to be a guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically. And when she did the Miss Ohio pageant, which is the one that leads to Miss America.
Okay.
And she didn't win it. She went on YouTube to look at trans men and was like, that's what I want to be. That's it. That's it. That's all I know is, yes. And now at 23 years old, she has facial hair.
Oh.
She has no boobies. Very manly looking.
Oh, that's nice. So she looks like a man, but she doesn't have a penis because you can't make a penis on a vagina. It's impossible.
You know, one day they will.
I know they do prosthetics where, like, they glue,
like,
it on there.
No, you know what? I wonder if they, like, sew up the vagina.
Nah. Nah.
Can you not do that? You can't.
Nah, they don't.
Block it.
What are they going to sew it up and then put a tube so they could pee?
Oh, yeah. Just the, well.
That's, yeah. I mean, you'd have to sew it up with just, and just leave a little thing for the pee hole. It just won't work.
True.
Horrible.
All right. Are you ready for sports?
That's
news?
Disgusting.
Are you?
I'm disgusted by what you're telling me.
Are you ready for sports?
Yeah.
So Roger Goodell. Now, there is the NFL Women's Summit, and Roger Goodell was there. And he was talking about the Rooney Rule, which is, you know, open diversity.
Yep. You got to interview a black guy.
Well, now.
For coaching.
Well, no. You know what? Now, the NFL has to interview women for executive jobs because they're all about diversity, and we believe in diversity, as Roger Goodell would say. Now women.
Unbelievable. All right.
So Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors were honored today at the White House by President Obama,
mm-hmm.
and for their championship win last year, the Warriors. They gave Obama a Warriors jersey with the number 44 on it, and I think that's because that's not how old he is. Maybe I think that's how old he was when he got in, right? Or was he already 50 when he got in?
I think there's really no significance of them giving him number.
Or he's the 44th president, right?
Maybe, I don't know.
See, I don't know which computer's bad to, like, Google. Because I wanted to see.
You could Google here.
What number president he is.
I won't do it there. Okay, I'll do. Keep doing it. I'll check on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
All right, so Mark Cuban is investing in a new sport called futsal. It's like a faster version of soccer where you get more points. So to me, I'm like, oh, so I think they put like rugby, football, and soccer all together. And
unless people are tackling, using karate, doing something like that.
Well, he's investing money in it because it's like this fast.
44th
like,
president.
Yeah. So that's the significance. I'm smart, guys.
You are smart. All right. So what's Cuban and the hybrid soccer game?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. F him. I don't like Mark Cuban.
Why not?
I just don't like him. He's, you know what?
He's Bobby Axelrod.
Well, no, he's not, though. He is one of those guys that got extremely lucky during the tech bubble.
Mm.
So, just like Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
So, they were in when technology was really evolving with the internet and applications and things of that nature. He got lucky. He had a couple dollars and hooked up with the right people and got involved in a tech business that eventually went public and made him billions of dollars. Same thing with Zuckerberg. You know, Zuckerberg wasn't this genius.
Right.
He stole the Facebook idea from
MySpace.
No. Zuckerberg stole Facebook from kids who were in school with him. So they're two brothers, two twins, who created the concept of Facebook. You like, you know, you have friends, you like, you do this, you, and they hired Zuckerberg and his little crew of dweebs to work on their project. While they were working on it, they created something that they felt was better than Facebook.
Yeah.
So basically, they took their idea, they tweaked it a little, and then got it out to the market first. And now you have Facebook.
Yeah.
But it was lucky. So to me, Cuban is one of those guys that just got lucky. He's like one of those guys that had a couple dollars in his pocket, hooked up with this person, hooked up with that person, and somebody went, hey, I got this idea. And Cuban went, oh, what do you need? And they went, well, I need this, and we could do this. Oh, sure, okay. And before you knew it, you know, these guys aren't the Steve Jobs and Wynowski, his partner.
Yeah.
They aren't the guys that sat in a garage and created Apple, created computers. You know, Wynowski, Jobs' boy, creating the computer and the concepts and all of that. They're ripoff artists. That's all.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't like Cuban. He's one of those guys. And now you see him and you say to yourself, you know, wow. How did you get that lucky break? It's like winning the lottery. It's like it just happens. You're at the right place, the right time, meeting the right person. And before you know it, all of a sudden you're involved in a $1 billion company. And you're a moron. You're just a moron. You're just a moron. So, all right, go ahead.
Brock Osweiler.
F him.
Is getting close to being a free agent. And, you know, with all, like, where's these quarterbacks going to go? This quarterback getting dropped. This quarterback getting dropped. Who knows if he'll stay with, if, like, the Broncos and all of them keep him. Or if he goes to someone like the Browns or the Niners or the Jets or just whoever.
They're going to keep him. They're not gonna bank their future on Payton. Payton's 40. He's already talking about retiring. They're gonna keep Brock.
Yeah.
And that's gonna be the end of the story.
Well, with him winning 5 games, I'm sure they will give him, you know, oh, here's an extension and here's this amount of money and you'll be our starter.
Yeah. All right.
Final story.
Oh, geez.
Tyson Fury. Fury.
World heavyweight championship boxer.
Yes. He thinks, or he might quit boxing.
Why? What's his problem? What's his beef?
He doesn't have the motivation. Because with all his heat, with everyone backlashing on him, with all his, you know, homophobia and abortion. And
what the hell's abortion?
Like, I have phobia. Abortion phobia? I don't know.
That's a good...
abortion?
Well, yeah, why not? You got Islamophobia.
Abortion.
Homophobia. Abortion phobia.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay.
And him just, you know, being a little punk. And him being in trouble for everything that he's saying and people not liking it. He's like, I'd rather spend time with family, and I'm tired of chasing the money, and I'm tired of trying to earn my place, and what the heck.
Right.
I'm 27 years old. I'm 25-0, and I have a lot of money.
And I'm the world champion.
And
I live in wherever he lives. He's a foreigner. Where does he live?
He's in England.
Is it England?
I think.
I don't know.
He's somewhere in Europe. I know he's European.
Wherever he lives, the cost of living is probably equal to living in Utah somewhere, or Mississippi. It's definitely not like living in L.A.
No, it's like living in Detroit, where Eminem and Kid Rock have like the only mansion. That's Tyson Fury. He probably has the only mansion in where he's from.
Imagine if you. I was going to just riff on being in Detroit and yeah.
So yeah, that's all.
All right.
That's it.
Well, that was a good.
Thank you.
It was good.
My name is Katie. And this is Rob.
Yeah.
And this is Boss.
Yeah.
I don't know what they say at the beginning of Circle of Life.
Well.
So this is the baby.
It's the Circle of Life.
And he's about to go outside. And get cuddles. All right, guys, have a great Thursday. And we'll see you all tomorrow for Fun Friday or Flaw.